This is program number LW2780. Have you ever been in trouble, say on the road somewhere, and a perfect stranger drops by and decides to become a friend and helps you in an unbelievable way? Ever had that experience? Hi, this is Larry West. A friend of mine was in the air one night in his own private plane. He had gone up to pick up a friend of his named Roger. On their way back, something happened to the oil pressure in the little single-engine plane, and Jim, the pilot, radioed the air traffic controller. It wasn't but just a few seconds that Jim's engine locked up, totally. They were going down. Descending from 4,000 feet, they spotted a two-lane highway and thought that they could land on it. But when they got low enough, they spotted a car on it. So they banked the plane and hit the trees. Roger, who came out only with a busted mouth, pulled Jim out of the plane. Jim had two broken legs. A Delta airline pilot, though, was tuned in to all the conversation on radio. He was on his regular flight from Memphis to Shreveport. He decided to turn north, passengers and all, to see if he could spot Jim's downed aircraft. He descended his big 727 to about 800 feet, turned on all his lights to see if he could spot the exact location of those two friends of mine in distress. Now, you know, he didn't have to do that, but he made several circles around the area, and he spotted my friends, radioed the exact position to the authorities, and police and ambulances were quickly on their way. You know, the two pilots didn't know each other. In fact, they have yet to meet. But I know that Jim is so grateful, he's having a hard time knowing how exactly to express it. His whole family feels the same way. So does Rogers. Thank God for Captain Charles Hurt, Delta Airlines, who took time to reach out to a stranger in need of a friend. I like what Louis Pasteur said once about such a thing. He said, "One does not ask of one who suffers, what is your country and what is your religion? One merely says, you suffer. This is enough for me. You belong to me, and I shall help you." Got a challenge for you today. Look around. There's a someone who needs you. You may not know him. He may be stranded there on the side of the road. He may be alone there in the hospital waiting room. He may be sitting on the steps somewhere, totally forgotten, and he's hurting. You could become the most important person in his life if you just reach out and take time for a stranger who needs a friend. You know, the easiest thing in the world to do is to sit back in your own world, build a calloused wall around yourself, put in a peephole here and there, now and then, you know, just to look out to see if there is suffering going on, but then give a simple tusk-tusk and often do nothing more about it. Well, we all have our problems, you know. Isn't that usually the easy excuse we give? And it is true, we all do have our problems, serious problems. No one has yet been born who doesn't have a hard struggle of some kind now and then, but hey, it's the fellow who makes himself worth something when he reaches out even to a stranger in need of a friend. Once a rabbit was chased by a dog, and there were people following and telling the rabbit to run, run. The rabbit looked over his shoulder and said, "Thank you for your kind encouragement. But," he said, "for goodness sake, shoot the dog." Get the point? You know, the Bible says, suppose someone is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? I think the Bible makes a point, don't you? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. And I think I've got time for one more story just to illustrate the point. Can I tell it to you? Once a woman was stalled in her car, stalled at the stoplight. Her car died, and she couldn't get it started. The man in the car behind her was growing more and more impatient, blowing his horn. Finally, the lady, worn out, frustrated, stepped out of her car, walked back to his window, and said, "I'm having difficulty starting my car." She said, "If you'll go and see if you can start my car, I'll stay back here and honk your horn for you." The moral to the story again is there, you know, are helpers and then there are honkers, right? Be a helper, not a honker. Today, look around. There is a someone who needs you. Reach out, even to a stranger, one who needs a friend. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.